All right, welcome to the Full Arch Secrets Podcast, the podcast where we share and discuss strategies to dominate your dental implant market and grow your production beyond your wildest dreams. We are on a mission to help as many practices grow and to help change as many patients' lives through dental implant treatment. So we can love your help in getting the word out there by commenting, liking, and subscribing, everybody. I am Spencer Walker, a host of our show today. I'm the CEO of Dental Implant Machine, and we have Robin Dackman on here, extraordinaire closing specialist and trainer and all things related to building that team inside of your office and helping them become a powerhouse and getting more treatments started. Robin Dackman. And so celebrity amongst us here. Robin, we were at a ZimV conference recently and it was like Robin walked on water. Nobody wanted to talk to me. They all wanted to talk to Robin. It was amazing. She is rightfully so. She is full of a wealth of knowledge. So Robin, thank you for being on today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm excited. We are going to talk about a few things here. We're going to talk, well, specifically today, we were going to talk about the set. All of you who have been following along previously, I'm going to share my screen and then we're just going to comment on this really quickly. All right. So if you're watching this, you're going to be able to see what I'm saying or see what I'm sharing. And if not, I'll explain it. We've shared this before. It's the Full Arch Framework. And we are on the closing architecture. And more recently, we have talked about the patient and understanding patient. We've talked about the team, what goes into that. Today, we are talking about the system and process. Because at the end of the day, you need a good system. You need a good team to follow that system. And each team member needs to be well-trained in their specific role. So today, we're going to talk about the set. And the appointment setter is responsible, the team member responsible for that role. And we are going to, here on our framework, it says the system that successfully schedules patients to show up for appointments. So let's dive into that. I'm now stopping sharing my screen and let's dive in, Robin, and talk about this. So I think I was up first. We were going to share a little bit about this. And what you and I had discussed before was at a very high level, the setter is responsible for contacting the lead, scheduling the lead into an appointment, or that consultation, which is an interesting thing and one that most people don't think about, is that the setter is responsible to get the lead to show up for the appointment.
Yeah.
Like how they talk and what they say is so important to actually getting that person to show up. So let's start at the beginning there, contact lead. So I'm taking this one and then we're going to let Robin take the more nuanced parts of it because she's so much more skilled in that than I am. So contacting the lead, Robin, like, you know, it's interesting. You could get all the leads in the world, but if you never actually talk to any of them, doesn't matter. And for those listening, a lead, a phone call coming in, or a form fill, somebody filled out a form requesting information or to talk, right? And so that's what we would refer to as a lead. Somebody raising a hand in a sense and expressing that they are interested in dental implants. And so it's your opportunity for your appointment setter to speak to that person and get them to come in. And the number one thing, it seems like everybody wants to find a shortcut to this. And so there's all these like schedule yourself right into an appointment, which is nice. And on the surface sounds really good. There are two-way texting tools now. We deploy a lot of that. A lot of people will text when they won't talk, even email. There are still people using emails and, you know, responding on an email. But the goal from our experience, and Robin, you can chime in on this too, if you'd like. In our experience, the goal is to get them onto the phone.
Yes.
And I think that goes to that whole part of like getting them to show up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, from our shared experience, if a person self-schedules or schedules via text or an email, they are less likely to show up than if you actually had a phone conversation. So that's probably the first takeaway in terms of like contacting lead. The goal would be get them on the phone in everything that you're doing. So if you're in a text, get them on there. One of the hacks, like those self-schedule things are effective. Probably the way that I would change that or recommend you change that is to create a self-schedule form where you request an appointment instead of actually, you know, picking the date and time and locking that in place and then not showing up and your team standing around, right? So have them request the appointment, then have the appointment setter reach out and get them into that. And that's a much more effective way of doing that. So, all right, contacting the lead. Here's the next thing. If you want to improve contact rate, call within 5 minutes of that lead coming in, ideally. So set up a system. You know, most marketing agencies are going to have the ability to shoot you a text or an email and then have your team watching that. So, oh, here it is. We got a new lead and they can jump right on that. We actually have an app too that will buzz you and notify you've got a new lead so you can respond to that. Or, you know, if somebody's texting you, you want to respond really quick. You got to strike while the iron's hot. And so that in the automotive space, like if you go out and bought a Ford dealership or something like that, you know, you're basically like a franchisee, right? And so you get this location, but if you don't call leads within 30 minutes, you will lose your status as a franchisee. They will kick you out and you can no longer be associated with them. It's that important. Wow. I think the data says it's somewhere around you're 21 times more likely to schedule someone if you call within 30 minutes than if you call after that. And ideally within 5, that's the highest point. So make sure your team's calling. Now, most leads come in overnight, over weekend when people have more discretionary time. Call them the next morning. But, you know, you definitely want to try to call those people as quickly as you can. All right. Final thing that I have here on contacting leads that we'll share today is follow up multiple times, right?
Yes. Be persistent and aggressive in your follow up.
You were a treatment coordinator. And I mean, just on the treatment coordinating side, on the unscheduled treatment, how many times did you have to follow up with people sometimes before they would finally say yes and come in?
Months.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to keep following up. Ideally, it's not going to take months, but you keep going until they're either no longer interested or they've got treatment somewhere else.
Right.
You keep following up. Now the set's maybe a little bit different, but you have to be persistent and aggressive. And again, timing is everything with these. So the 5 minutes, you really can't say that enough.
Love that. Data shows that across the board, all industries, most sales occur somewhere between the 6th to 8th contact, right? The more contacts you make, the more likely you are to get somebody to come in and say yes. Because people are busy, they've got lives going on, or they're not sure, they're worried, and maybe they just need a little bit more time, you know, and then you finally capture them. So that follow-up, we would recommend if a lead comes in, you call like a form fill kind of a thing or something like that. Call that person every day, even twice a day. Try them in the morning, try them in the evening, you know, you can leave them a message. If you're calling them twice a day, maybe you just leave one message a day or something. Call them, you know, once a day or at least twice a day, and then do that for 3 or 4 days in a row. And eventually you're going to capture, you improve your odds of capturing them. And it's not really bothering. If you're calling, you're not leaving a message, just a phone call that's coming through. And maybe they're at work or whatever, that they couldn't answer it. But, you know, one of those times, leave a message and follow up with them, and you will drastically improve the number of people you end up having conversations with. Mm-hmm. Which leads us into what happens when you're actually on the phone with them, Robin. So how do you get them to actually schedule? Because that's the next step.
Well, once you get on the phone with them, I mean, I think about myself calling somebody to schedule something, and really it takes a few seconds for me to determine personally if I want to stay on the phone with that person and schedule. You know, so immediately once the setter gets them on the phone, they have to really work to build a connection and establish that initial relationship with the patient. So that has to take place very quickly when they get on the phone. Of course, it takes place throughout the phone call, but they have to just set the tone, the conversation from the very beginning. And that has to be really spot on. And scripting can help with that a lot too. I know that we use scripting because scripting can really make sure that we take patients through, you know, this journey over the phone where we've created urgency, we've built a connection with the patient, we've understood their why, we've pre-qualified them. Like, we make sure that we take them through that process that we know will establish enough of a connection with the patient, enough urgency where they want to schedule and show up for that appointment.
Mm, that's great. And then we could probably talk for hours about this in like
great.
The whole script, you know what I mean? Is there any other like nuggets, though, at least high level?
There's a lot of great nuggets. I think from the very beginning with the scripting, you know, we want to make sure that the setter knows how to take control of that conversation and they're not just answering the caller's questions. I think a lot of times patients will call and right from the very beginning, they'll immediately ask, well, how much does dental implants cost? Which that's not something we can give the patient right off the phone. We have to gather up some more information. And so, you know, with scheduling that call, we want to take control of the conversation and lead the patients through the journey to where we really can pre-qualify them financially. So that's something that's very important, is to pre-qualify them to make sure that they are, you know, a candidate for implants financially as well. Mm-hmm. I think about it kind of like a triaging the patient, you know, is the implant appointment right for them? Are they financially qualified? You know, we're taking them through that conversation and triaging them over the phone. So we want to pre-qualify them. We want to connect with them emotionally and establish that initial relationship and understand their why, like what prompted them to pick up the phone and schedule this appointment. We want to understand what that is. So we want to ask those questions and see, you know, really build value also in the practice. One thing that I always have setters do is talk about what's unique about their practice, what's unique about their team, What's unique about the doctor? Maybe if they have special technology. We want to talk about those things over the phone. And then we want to use social proof as well. And with social proof, we can let the patient know that's calling, that's interested, that they're not alone, that we've helped a lot of other patients in similar situations as them, and we've addressed their issues. So, you know, they're certainly not alone, even if they feel like they've got a situation that nobody else has experienced, mm-hmm. that we can identify with them, and we've helped patients in their shoes before, so we can help you too. Mm-hmm. So I think being able to do that on the phone is also really important.
I love that. You know, just something you said a minute ago about, you know, not giving the pricing right over the phone. Sometimes people will call and demand that, but the whole mindset behind that is like, if they perceive the value of something, if their perception of the value is up here, then when you tell them the price of this and their value perception is greater than, you know, is above the value of the dollars that you're asking for, then they'll say yes. The majority of people will say yes to that. And if they just call up and they're immediately like, hey, and they don't know much about implants at all, and they don't know the benefits or the health side of it, then their value perception might be lower and they may be equating it with dentures in their mind, right? And then you come in and you're like, well, yeah, it's going to cost you this much money. It's only tens of thousands of dollars. And they're just like, oh, forget about it, you know, because that perception. So you don't want to just jump in. If they just keep pushing on that, then giving them a range. You know, implants can cost anywhere from, you know, a few thousand bucks for a single implant all the way up to tens of thousands of dollars, depending on what your needs are. We don't really know what your needs are until we have you come in and do a scan. We'd love to have that opportunity. And that way we can tell you exactly what it would cost for you. And that's a great way. Give them the range and then invite them in.
I think that's important, because if you avoid the question, you're going to look kind of shady. Like if I call a place and they're not going to give me the price of the phone, I might mistrust them a little bit. You know, one thing I explain to patients over the phone, it's kind of like taking a vacation. It depends on where you want to go. You know, you could go to New York, or you could go to, you know, overseas to Europe. It's going to cost a lot different. Depends on where you're going to stay, what you're going to do on the trip. Implants is the same way, you know. So there's a lot of different solutions that we offer, or full arch solutions that we offer, fixed versus removable. We have to gather some more information from the patients. And then once we do get to that range, I think that that can be really important, because it price conditions the patient before they come in. So when they're hit with that investment, they don't have such sticker shock. And I think price conditioning with using words like investment on that call is really important. Saying cost, you know, those little key things, I think, make a big difference.
One last thing here is, when we say pre-qualify them financially, what is that? You know what I mean? Because to say pre-qualify them, it's like, well, Mr. So-and-so, do you have $40,000? You know, what's a great way of pre-qualifying? We don't have too much time here, but, you know, like just a high level view of this.
Sure. Well, I'm going to start off by saying first is, I think you have to earn the right before digging into someone's finances, even over the phone. That's why creating that initial connection at the beginning of the phone call and saying the right tone is so important. So you have to be able to do that before you can dig in. But we have a way that we frame the call at the very beginning of the conversation that sets that conversation up later on during the call. But during that call, what we do is we talk about what we've seen other patients need to have, you know, kind of using that social proof. So we've seen other patients that come through, and typically they need, you know, about a 650 credit score in order to be able to get funded for treatments like this. So we're using social proof. We're not, you know, out asking the patient from the very beginning, what's your credit score? But from there, we're, you know, finding out, like, does that sound like something that would be of interest to you to look into a solution like that? You know, there's different ways that we can ask the patient to get that information from them, you know, and we can write out ask the patient as well, like, are you familiar with your credit score as well? But you want to be careful and have that conversation with the patient. You do want to get some information and let them know what's to be expected. Again, you want a price condition. You want them to know what to expect when they come in. But you want to handle that, you know, conversation, I think, you know, with a lot of finesse and be able to do that well.
Yeah. And then if you're building up the value and really championing them, you know, so excited to have you come in. You know, I'm so sorry you went through that, like, so hard. I can't believe that, you know, that just must be so difficult. But I'm so grateful you found us. Dr. So-and-so is wonderful, helps people like you all the time. It's life-changing, and I'm so excited for you to be able to come in and meet the doctor and check this out, because I think it could be so wonderful for you. Like, all right, let's go. You know, you're going to get them all excited about it, which probably means they're going to show up more likely, like, if you get them excited, right?
You want to get them excited about their new life. Like, you know, what's life going to be like after treatment? You want to get them thinking about that.
And that segues into the spinal part, which is get the lead to show up. So getting them excited, what are other ways, Robin, to get them to show up? Because that's a big issue. I mean, we talk to doctors all the time. They're like 20%, 30% of these people are showing up, maybe 40, you know. But we know of people who are doing 70, 80 plus percent are showing up. So what are some other things?
Well, you said get the patient excited. I think that's a big one. You want to get them excited. You want to schedule, if possible, you want to try and schedule this consultation within 72 hours from the time they called. I think that's really important. If you schedule it, you know, 2 weeks out, there's going to be a high likelihood that they're going to cancel or not show up. And again, I don't know the exact statistic, but the likelihood of them showing up decreases dramatically. So get them in within 72 hours. I think also creating urgency. So if the patient mentions to you that they're in pain, you know, or we're talking to them on the phone call, we're trying to figure out what's prompting them or motivating them to call. If the patient mentions they're in pain or something like that, they have a special event, you want to really, you know, seize on that and make sure you take that bit of information. They might give you more than one urgency, but you want to really, you know, express to them how important it is that they come in and be seen for that possible infection or, you know, that could be hurting their body. So, you know, the urgency, I think, is a big one. Excitement, get them in quickly. And again, you know, I think the more connection you can build, that setter can build with a patient over the phone, the more likely they're going to want to come in for that appointment, because they're going to feel like they're going to a place where people care about them and that they're going to be able there to help them. They can trust them. And I think that connection is huge too. So I think those are some of the big ones. This is, I think, really the biggest one I do want to say is when they come in, we need to make sure that we get the decision maker coming in with them, the financial decision maker, because we know that is the number one objective that you can get from patients is I need to go home and talk to whoever that other financial decision maker is, whether it's their spouse, their partner, their sister, their friend. If that person is not there, they're most likely, I would say 90% at least, if not higher, going to make a decision on whether to move forward with their treatment plan. It becomes much less likely to get them back in and also rebuild that excitement again and have somebody else come in. So we want to get the financial decision maker there with them so that they are empowered together to make that decision, because they're getting all the information firsthand. They can ask questions and hear what's going on with the person that they're attending the consult with.
Yep. Oh, that's great. Those are really great things. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Robin. Thank you for showing up today and sharing your insights. And oh, let me share one other one that is just fun. I mean, scheduling quickly, the reminder, you know, text and all that. All of these are like just, you need to have this stuff in place. It's so important. But then there's some like off the cuff things that you can do. One doctor told me that he had an appointment setter who would ask the person, what's your favorite candy? And they would say like circus peanuts. I think one of them was actually circus peanuts. She said, you know, whatever it was. And then she says, when you come in, I'm going to have that ready. I'm going to have that waiting for you. People felt obligated to come in. I thought it was so clever. And she had a phenomenal rate. And then when they came in, the circus peanuts are sitting there waiting for a little bag of them or whatever, you know. So funny, circus peanuts. But whatever it was, it built more trust. It's this reciprocity happening. You know, they felt a sense of like, okay, you know, these people are serving me. I'm going to want to give back. I want, you know, it just built trust through the roof and created that value perception really high to where a lot of those people showed up and a lot of them started. If the marketing team and the appointment setter do their jobs really well, it makes it way easier for that treatment coordinator on the back end to get them to say yes and moving forward. So very important role, often overlooked role.
Yes.
Hopefully some of the things that we shared today, you can take, implement into your practices out there for those who are listening or watching and improve your results and change more lives, more smiles. So, all right. That's all we got for today, everybody. Until next time, have a wonderful day. Thanks so much.